Okay, moving on in Simen Kufayin Ches, in the dinim of Shinui Makom versus Chazer. We have to go slowly through these things once again to go back on what we discussed yesterday. We had the Gemara from Sachin that told us that Shinui Makom is considered a hefsek in the Suda, and you have to make a new bracha when you come back. We had two major machlokas between Chachmi Ashkenaz and Chachmi Sfarad. Number one is what foods is this relating to, based on the machlokas of Chiz and Rosheshis in the Gemara. Is this by all foods, like the way that the Chachmi Sfarad paskin? It's by all foods, or is it only by things that are not tuning bracha mimkom, things that you do not have to go back and make a bracha in the place that you ended off your suda? Okay, and that's the way the Chachmi Ashkenaz will see only next time when we get to the Roma that din. Okay, and we said really the sod was, is it a din? Like the Rambam holds, it's just a din that when you leave Mira Makom, that splits the suda into two, it's like two separate sudas, and therefore you have to make a new bracha when you come back. Or is like the Rambam, it's a din in Hesach Hadas. And when you leave your place, it's like you were Mesiach Das, Nafkamina being, as we said before, that's also going to be a Machlokas, is whether it affects only Bracha Rishona, or it's going to affect Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona, like we saw in the Mechab already, that's going to affect both Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona. We also discussed yesterday what is the gather of Shinui Makom. We said Mipina Rapina within one house is definitely not a Shinui Makom. Sorry, within one room is that definitely not a Hesach Hadas. It's definitely not Shinui Makom. We said when one leaves the house, and according to the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds, and for sure for Svardim, it's for sure this way, that even if you just leave for one moment outside your house, that is going to be a Shinui Makom. As Rav Nevin Sol pointed out yesterday to us, as Rav Yehuda asked, by a chatzar and by a merpeset, if it's not makura, if it doesn't have a covering over it, that is considered a Shinui Makom, just like leaving one's house. If it is covered, then it's considered part of the bais, and it'll be the dinim of when going from cheder to cheder. Going from cheder to cheder, we saw yesterday, and this will lead us in today, is that if you have das to go from place to place, there will not be a Shinui Makom. Without das, it will be Shinui Makom. As I said yesterday, Rav Nevin Sol told me, and I found that Rav Nevin Sol said on the previous page, that's where it is, in Dibur Masl Daito, he brings down the shame. His Rebbe Rishon Zalman, Shemati Miad Marzal, Shafilu Deazu, Ha'inna Lo Yavarech, do not make a new bracha when going from cheder to cheder. Mishum Shatzlenu Arigilus, B'dirazol L'alechet, Mecheder L'cheder Tachas Gagachad. The Rigilus, the custom is to go from room to room in one's house. And therefore, going from room to room is not going to be L'maisa, a Shinui Makom, that we all saw yesterday. And that gets into the idea of Das. From floor to floor, anything that's going to be in your own house is going to be all considered going upstairs, downstairs, to the basement. All that is going to be part of a regulus that we have automatic das for it. So we see from over here, and we see from this Rama, though, that das only works inside your house. If you're going to be leaving your house, really das is not going to help. We'll see the end of the simon by a din of a special din of Hochi Drachim. That's going to be a separate class, and that we'll have to see the difference between that and this later on. But stop das to go outside your house is not going to help. It's only going to help inside your house. What about Re'ias Makomo? What if you could see the place you're going to? Is that going to help? So if you see over here in the Mishnah Berurah, see cut in your days, and it sort of goes hand in hand with like das. He says in Sifkan Yud Beis, we're talking about over here, we have Das, is Hu Adin, second line in. Im Roa Mekoma Arishon Sha'achol Sham Afilu Der Chalon, Afilu Miksas Mekomo Nami Moel Ash Lo Yadaito Metchilo. It says over here that Rias Mekomo is also going to work. But he says, V'davka Mechedra Lechedra Boto Bais. Once again, this Rias Mekomo is only going to work from inside your house. Avol Mebais Lebais Asher Smukhan Yalzeh Mistakin Akon De Asher De'in Lehaka Haidei Rias Mekomo. But if you're going to go to your neighbor's house, even though you could see through his window, let's say you see the place you're going to go, he says, "Away, that's only a suffix, that's not necessarily going to work." It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is leaning towards it will be similar to the din of das. But what happens if you're mitzarif both of them? What if you could see Re'ias Makomo and you had das to go there? Let's say you're going to start your suit in your house, and you're going to go to the neighbor's house, and you could see that place also. Over there in the Shartzian, in Oz Tess, it sounds like those combined, we're going to mitzarif Shitos, and we're going to say that is not considered a Shinui Makom. So it depends. That's going to be. So that's going to be. If you could see now, if you could see your chatzar, it will work. Ali day is mug. That's what it says in Shartzian Osa. Daito Shandi Bais Labais Lo Mahani is Zmak Imlo Shaitai Daito Zel Mitchila. Sounds like Mishnah Tzin over here, if you have both of them. And it's also in Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Kiddush, that if you have both of them combined, Bidiyavid. It's Bidiyavid to Bidiyavid. Not all, depends on where one's chatzar. Depends on where you're eating. If you're eating in a place where you can't see your chatzar, you can't see.
You said yesterday, if you leave my house, your house, I go to the chatzar.
Correct. Right. So I understood what it means. It doesn't go by the house. It goes by where you're eating, though, inside your house. Even though, let's say, you're eating in the living room, but you don't see the chatzer. I'll ask again. What if this is even with das and even if it is makom? But it sounds like from over here the Shaar Tzion that with both these combined, it's not lechatchila for sure not. It sounds like b'diavad when it's tzar shitas. That would work, and that would be the nafkamina bayir one's chatzer. If he could see his chatzer and he has das to go there, then that might well. Maybe could be that stam das. Rav Nevzal was talking about even without das, only when one did not have das. But if you have das to go to your chatzer, only stam das works inside the house. But stam people don't go out to their chatzers in the middle of a meal. Maybe that would be the chila. Correct. He still says correct. Okay. We'll ask when Rav Zal comes. The Seder. That's in terms of all the din. What's the gather of what is considered a shinui makom? Now moving on to the next din, which we mentioned already, is also from the Gemara that if one leaves mixas chaver, he leaves people in the house, then that's going to be a savior from shinui makom. Even if you're going to leave your house, if there's still people left inside at the table, that is going to save you from shinui makom. Even though the Gemara's mashma, it says cholo zakin, sounds like it's daf dafka cholo zakin. Already the Beis Yosef points out that's lav dafka cholo zakin. It's anyone that you're going to leave in your house that's going to be mixas chaverim. And even if you only leave one, even though it says chaverim, the poskim write even one person's going to work. Rav Nevin Salt, Dibur Maskel chaverim, he says yitakin the katan hu bichlal chaverim. Even a katan is going to work over here. And all these things are going to be saved from shinui makom. That means everything we talked about until now is when you don't have, even if you don't have people, when you don't have people left in the house at the table. But if you have people left there, then we are going to say it is going to work. And that's the mechaber over here in Sif Beis. Chavirim shayu yoshim la'achol, v'yotzul likras chasun likras kala. If they have chavirim that are eating at a table and they went out to greet a chasun and kala rock down the street, they went to go greet him. The Mishnah Berurah points out it's lav dafka for the tzarach mitzvah. Even with Dvar Rishus, the same din would apply. If you leave, some of the people didn't go out to greet the chasun and kala. Some stayed in the house. You don't need to make a new bracha. If you didn't leave anyone there, everyone went out. Then the git din goes back to the original din of shinui makom, and you have to make a new bracha achorah l'shitas mechaber, and you're going to have to make a new bracha rishona. The same thing if they sat around drinking or eating peros. This is the first time he mentioned this chiluk over here. Now he adds in this all din applies also by peros and other foods, which we'll soon see in the row. Not soon. Next time we'll see in the Roma that it only applies by these things according to the Roma. But the Mechaber is adding that it also applies by lishtos lachoperos shekol mishana mekomo hari pasuk kechiloso. Anyone who's mishana mekomo, that ends his suda, and it's like two separate sudas. Lufikach mevarach lemafrei amasha achol because mevarach sheni samashu tzarich lachol. Once again, repeating what he told us before. The amishana mekomo, and once again he repeats the same thing we saw in Sivala. The amishana mekomo mepina lepina mevayis echad even by the shti and peros. If you're Mishanah Mekomo from corner to the corner inside your house, and once again the Mishnah Berurah says he means inside one room, Eino Tzarech Lachzor Levarech, he does not have to go back and make a new bracha. That is not a Shinui Makom. And then he just finish off the Mechaber. He says, you eat on one side of a tree, and then you want to continue and see the other side of the tree, and you can't see the two places. Tzarech Levarech, that's considered Shinui Makom. As the Mishnah Berurah points out, there's only talking about a place that is not surrounded by a fence. If it's an enclosed area, so that's like one room, and it would not be considered shinui makom. But if it's an outside area, that would be considered a shinui makom. Let's go back to this din and understand this din of chaverim. Leaving mixas chaverim, which said is any type of person, even a cut in the corner of Nevin Sol, even if you're going to be going out for the dvar shos. What's the svara? What's the svara that this helps? And this really comes to a machlokas once again in the Rishonim. I'm only telling you over this Machmas to confuse you, but to really understand this din. When we understand the din, we'll understand what really the whole comes out of Lach Lamaisa. According to the Ran, Shinu Makom, when one leaves its place, he is Oker the Kvias. There is something when you sit down at the table and eat, you have a Kvias at this table, and that's why when you make one bracha, it covers the whole Kvias. You can continue eating because you have this Kvias. When you leave your place, you're Oker the Kvias. Says the Ran, though, when you leave people at the table, they sort of grab onto this Kvias still stays there, says the Ran. And therefore, when you come back, you're going back to the original Kvias. The Jerusha, though, and it's very first in the Rishon, in the Smak, also, they hold that the reason why it's something to forget about Kvias, it's a whole din, is that when you leave people in your house, you are going to have to come back to come back to them. When you leave people there, you're mokka to go back to go, especially if the Baal Bais, whatever it is, you have to go back to go, you're going to go back automatically to go, you go see them again, and you're not going to just leave them sitting there at the table. That's what the Drisha writes. And I believe, the Smak says it before, the Drisha says it before, this is once again going to be a machlokas between the Mechaber and Roma and how to understand this din. Without getting into that, it connects exactly what we said before, the Shitas of the Mechaber and the Roma, because according to the Mechaber, this is all the din in Kvias. This is all the din in keeping one Suda going on. And therefore, it's going back to the original Kvias, as opposed to the Roma, who holds the din in Hesach Hadas. He says the reason is when you have to go back, when you're mukhta to go back, that creates it that it's not a Hesach Hadas anymore, and therefore you're going to go back to the original place. So therefore, what comes out of this din, Halach L'maisa? So, the Igros Moshe writes in Chelek Beis, Simen Tet Zayin, Chelek Hei, Simen Tet Zayin Os Yud, if you would leave anything that you would be mukhlach to go back for, even if it's not Chaverim. If it's something that you would have to go back and get, could be an expensive camera or something like that, sounds from Rav Moshe Feinstein that would also work, do me a two, mixes Chaverim. But I believe that's partial, that's only going to work within the Shitas of Ramah, that's a din that you have to go back because you're mukhlach to go back to see your friends. But if it's a din that it's Oker the Kvias, your camera sitting at the table, your wallet sitting at the table is not going to keep your Kvias going. Okay, that's what I believe one Nafkamina will come out based on that remotion. One other Nafkamina, the Piskei Tshuvos, brings down an Osches. He says the whole din of Mixas Chaverim is only going to work if they didn't make a Bracha Achrona. But if they got up from the table already, they stopped eating, even if they were still left in the house, you will not have this Heter, it will not save you from Shinui Makom. I believe, Pasha, this is only going to be within Shitas and Mechaber. Okay, why? Because it's Okri Kedin and Okri Kvias. The only way they're going to keep the Kvias going is if they're still sitting at the table and still eating. And therefore, that they're going to keep that Kvias going. But if they got up from the table, they left the table, and for sure if they left the house, there's no din of Kvias still going. But according to the Drisha, and I believe this is Barshit, according to the Ashkenazim, this would not make any difference whatsoever, so long as it's still in the house. So long as it's Mukhrach, you have to go back to your house for it, it's still going to keep your Suda going, and therefore, that's why you don't find this in many of the brings up some later Akarnam will say this din in the Piskei Tshuvos. I believe this is the only Pashut according to the Mechaber. It will not necessarily be according to other posting. If you see this, if you look in the Drisha, he says this Chilak Mefurish, this difference between the way the Sadim see it and the way the Ashkenazim see this din. Okay, so anytime you're mukach to go back, you're going to have this heter of mixas chaver, and it'll keep on your suda going. One more thing, it sounds like this from the Mishnah Berurah also, but Rav Neventzal points this out in second. In Dibur Asa V'ayin. In Dibur Asa V'ayin, he says, V'ayin Shal Mishnah Berurah Sikon Yibayz, V'yiyotz L'tzarchei Tzuda L'chashiv Hesek. This is going to be a third Nafkamin. The third Nafkamin is, if you go out, if you leave the house for something with Tzarech Tzuda, you go out to buy more food for the Tzuda, let's say. Okay? Says, Rav Neventzal, he says, B'shem Mishnah Berurah Sikon Yibayz, that will not be a Hesek Hadas, will not end your Tzuda. Says of Nevinzal, the Takein du Rak Ladas Ramah, the Shinu Makom will be din Hesach Hadas. This is only according to the Miramah, was it din Hesach Hadas? And therefore, if you're leaving in order for the Tzarchei Tzura, that is not a Hesach Hadas. Have a Ladas a Mechaber. But according to the Mechaber, He says the etzem shina makom, that ends your suda. It doesn't matter why you left. Yitakein dahayinu afilo yatzel tzarcha suda. He ends with tzarchin. He says yitakein according to the sheet of the mechaber. Even if you left to get something with tzarcha suda, that in itself splits the suda into two, and it is two different sudas, and that would be a shina makom. So that is a third nafkamina over here that we point out. Right, mixas chaverim number one. As I'm from the Pesukei Teshuvos, is this only if they're still sitting at the table and they did not end the Suda yet? According to the Mechaber, they have to still be eating at the Suda. According to the Ramah, seemingly, even if they're not still sitting at the Suda, it will still be good. Number two, how we saw from Moshe, could be, and it's a Chiddush from Moshe saying, that even if you don't leave Mitzvah Chaver, you leave anything else that is Mukhrach, then you have to go back for it. Sounds like from Moshe that would also work. And number three is if you leave the Tzarech Suda. If you're leaving the Tzarech Suda, once again, according to the Ramah, this will not be a Hesach Hadas. This will not be a Hesach Hadas. According to the Mechaber, it will end the Suda, just like we saw last time. And Mirat Hashem, next time, we will see the Ramah inside, and we'll get to back to Allah L'maisa, Ashkenazim, Svardim, and you'll understand, Bezrat Hashem, this didn't reverse. Have a great day, everyone. Yeah.